From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Charlie Deegan by Mike Thompson. Part 1, The Trials of Charlie Deegan. Chapter 1. Charlie Deegan looked out across the darkened prison yard, then leaned his head to the far side of the door so he could see the dimly lit corner guard tower. Just before sunrise was the coolest part of the day, and the metal slats that made up the cell door were soothing against his sunken, bearded cheek. He knew that by mid-afternoon the same metal slats would be too hot to touch, even with his calloused hands. At 10 o'clock, the wall opposite him would be heated up from the sun, and by noon the dirt that made up the floor on this side of the prison yard would come into the direct overhead light of the sun and be filled with shimmering heat waves that danced off the walls and drifted upward into the cloudless sky. When 6 o'clock rolled around and they all lined up to go into the mess hall, the sun would be starting to go behind the wall, and the yard would be coming into shadows. It would still be hotter than hell, but the dancing heat waves were harder to see. He knew this heat schedule because he'd been in the Yuma Territorial Prison for a year.
"When the sun lights that wall, I'll be starting my second year in here," he thought as he ran a finger around the inside of one of the small open squares between the metal slats of the cell door. "I can't take this for another 9 years. Dead or alive, I'm going to get out of here. I'll escape or be carried out of here in a bag to be buried down on Prison Hill. One way or another, I'm..."